Police community relations have taken a hit with the death of a Staten Island man following an apparent chokehold during an arrest. Two officers have been placed on desk duty as several probes continue. When Bill Bratton returned as police commissioner, he promoted a community-friendly philosophy, and it includes pairing up rookie and veteran cops in tough neighborhoods. In our series Reset, Bedford-Stuyvesant, WNYC's Kathleen Horan checks in on the program.
The best thing I can do is just say hi to everybody.
That's rookie officer John Buchanan talking about how he can build relationships in Bed-Stuy.
Because I'm new to the neighborhood too, so I'm a new face to them. So if I say hello to them, at least they'll maybe remember me.
Buchanan is getting ready for the upcoming night shift, 7:30 to 4 a.m. He's a member of the first class of cadets to graduate since Mayor de Blasio took office. The 22-year-old's job now includes representing a department that wants you to know it cares.
I always just wanted to help people. So I think, especially with this new program, I'll be able to do that a little better.
He's about to go out on the late tour with an experienced officer to guide him. In the old days, some 6 months or so ago, rookies rotated through a revolving door of high-crime neighborhoods without much continuity or oversight. NYPD brass lauded the tactic for helping to keep crime low, but critics said it threw the most inexperienced cops into the most tense situations.
It's incredibly overwhelming to start because you're learning everything and you think you have a pretty good basis of knowledge, but then you come out here and you have to apply it, and in reality you feel like you don't actually know anything.
So Police Commissioner Bill Bratton is pairing them with more seasoned cops in 8 of the city's busiest precincts, including the 79th. 12-year veteran officer Craig Macy volunteered to be one of the 10 mentors there. Macy says in the past, rookies would rely on each other in the field. That kind of trial and error didn't build good habits or the department's image.
A brand new guy that has a question or interaction with the public and he doesn't know how to handle the situation, he turns to the guy who's only been dealing with this stuff less than a year or two. So it's hard. Working with people with more experience, you're going to learn a lot more stuff.
He says the new class of rookies has an opportunity to establish stronger roots in the neighborhood, since they're going to work a regular beat and encounter the same people day after day. Their special training focused on sparking a new dynamic between officers and citizens. Macy says it's crime fighting with a wider view.
Be more human-like instead of, you know, somebody just dressed in a uniform with a badge and a gun.
Badges and guns are on display the following day in Von King Park across the street from the precinct. But they're attached to jeans and cargo shorts rather than a uniform, as off-duty cops operating 5 grills cook up about 4,000 hamburgers and hot dogs.
I'm toasting hamburger buns on the barbecue.
It's Harmony Day in the park with rock climbing and a bouncy house, cordoned off behind yellow crime scene tape. Lessons in bonding are put to work as the cops feed the swelling numbers of mostly school-aged Brooklynites.
Everyone's having a good time.
That's Captain John Shell, who's been commander of the 79th for less than 3 weeks.
You can see they're eating and dancing, and it's a good relationship for us to have with the young kids.
Many of the children are from local day camps. 2 10-year-old girls, Summer and Amira, wear matching purple T-shirts from theirs.
Did you talk to an officer?
We talked about how that we liked it because it stopped. There's no violence over here.
You've seen violence before?
Yeah. Shooting by my house.
Not everyone on the street buys the NYPD's new touchy-feely message. 22-year-old Rashina Shaw is skeptical of their motive.
I feel like they're trying to be friendly, to make their job easier, to find out what's going on. That's it. They don't really care about you. They care about finding out what's going on in the neighborhood.
Charland Norris understands Shaw's skepticism.
I was born and raised in the Bedford-Stuyvesant community.
She's one of 7 community mentors who will walk the beat with the new officers and show them how to be a part of the place they'll serve.
Sometimes it appears that they're just mean cops. Those are mean old cops. And I think that police officers would gain more respect from the community if they presented and treated the community as if they lived there themselves.
As the last hot dog disappears, a pair of rookies stroll around the perimeter, smiling despite the heat. Officer Nicholas Sierra says he got the chance to explain to a number of kids about the NYPD. He says they didn't know what protect and serve really means.
Maybe they get the wrong impression on TV, or maybe their parents don't really talk about us. We're just here to make sure that they know that we're here to help.
The rookies received their beat assignments last week. The pilot is set to run for 6 months, and then city officials will decide if it will become permanent. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.